The crowd is loud with shock over the spectacle. Tom asks the musicians to resume playing. The music works to quiet the room, and soon some of the braver souls are at the dance again. I'm shaking all over. Nell's in danger, and I've got to save her. I push my way to Felicity and Anne. I've got to slip away and find Nell, I say. What did she mean, beware the poppy warriors? Anne asks. It seemed like madness, Felicity adds. What do you make of it? I think it was a code for us, for finding the temple, I say, and I'm certain Miss McCleavy was listening too. Felicity scans the crowd. Where is she? Miss McCleavy is gone from her place near the pillar. She is not among the dancers either. She has vanished. Felicity looks at me, wide-eyed. Go to her at once! I steal from the room as quickly as possible, running for the women's ward. I've got to reach her before Miss McCleavy does. She has found me. Right. Well, I'm not about to let her take you, Nell. Don't you worry. The corridor is busy with the comings and goings of the nurses. When the last nurse leaves, I hike up my skirt and fly to Nell's room as fast as I can. Nell sits in a corner. They've taken off the straitjacket. The beautiful corsage has been damaged, the petals torn and flattened. Nell rocks back and forth, banging her head each time against the wall just slightly. I take her hands in mine. Miss Hawkins, it's Gemma Doyle. Nell, we haven't much time. I need to know the location of the temple. You were just about to say it when they took you. It is safe now. You may tell me. A thin stream of drool works its way out of the corner of her mouth. An odour like overripe fruit scents the tiny gusts of her breath. They've given her something to sedate her. Nell, if you do not tell me how to find the temple, I fear we are lost. Circe will find it before us, and then there is no telling what could happen. She could rule the realms. She could do this to another girl, and another. From far below us, the music changes tempo as another dance begins. I do not know how long I can be gone before they begin searching for me. She'll never stop. Nell's raspy voice scrapes through the silence. Never, never, never. Then we must stop her ourselves, I say. Please, please help me. It's you she wants, you she's always wanted, she slurs. She'll make me tell her where to find the temple, just as she made me tell her where to find you. What do you mean? A sound pricks at my ears. Footsteps in the hall, coming closer. I'm up at the door, peeking out. Someone comes. Someone in a deep green cloak. She stops to check each room in the gallery. I close the door gently. Nell, I say, my heart racing. We've got to hide. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, frightened her away, frightened her away. Shh, Nell, you've got to be quiet. Here, quickly, under the bed. Nell is a small girl, but weighed down by the drug, she is hard to manoeuvre. We fall to the floor together in a heap. With effort, I manage to push her under the bed, then follow her. The footsteps stop at Nell's door. I've got my hand over her mouth as the door opens. I don't know what I fear more, that Nell will suddenly speak out and reveal our hiding spot, or that the pounding of my heart will announce us. There's a whisper in the dark. Nell? Nell goes rigid against me. The whisper comes again. Nell, darling, are you here? The hem of her green cloak comes into view. Beneath it I can see the delicate lacings of polished, buffed boots. I feel certain I could see my own fear reflected in the high shine of them. Those boots come closer. I hold my breath, keep my hand on Nell's open mouth, where the saliva pools in my palm. Beside me, Nell's so quiet I fear she may be dead. The boots turn away from us, and the door closes with a click. I scuttle out from under the bed and pull Nell out after. Nell clasps her hand on my wrist. Her eyelids flutter. Her lips tighten into a grimace that lets only four words escape. See what I see! We're falling hard and fast into a vision. But it is not my vision. It is Nell's. I see what she sees, feel what she feels. We're running through the realms. Grass licks at our ankles. But it's happening too fast. Nell's mind is a jumble, and I can't make sense of what I'm seeing. Roses pushing up through a wall, red clay on skin. The woman in green holding fast to Nell's hand by a deep, clear well. and I am falling backward into that water. I can't breathe. I'm choking. I fall out of the vision to find Nell's hand clamped around my throat. Her eyes are closed. She doesn't see me, doesn't seem to know what she is doing. Frantic, I pull at her hand, but it doesn't budge. Nell, I croak. Nell, please. She releases me, and I fall to the floor, gasping for air, my head aching from her sudden brutality. Nell has faded into her madness again, but her face is slick with tears. Don't hesitate, Lady Hope. Set me free.